You're listening to My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 978. Today's Devo is called Be Like Salt. Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. We are here again, Rochelle and Lauren.
Hello.
And I encourage you guys to go to yesterday's devotional because Lauren had a beautiful, beautiful devotional on pure words. Mm. And today we continue with another great one. So Lauren, take it away.
Thank you so much, Rochelle. It's so exciting to be here with you. But yes, today we're going back into Psalms and we're going to speak on Psalm 16, 1 through 2. And this says, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you." And I actually have a story behind this verse. So we went to Israel as a church last year.
Yes.
And we had a Jewish Israeli tour guide. And we went to the stop where Jesus had done the Beatitudes, where Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. And I was just feeling inspired. And I was like so emotional from the, you know, that beautiful Sermon on the Mount. And I asked our tour guide who spoke Hebrew, I said, what does that mean? Like salt in Hebrew, why did God say like, be like the salt of the earth? What does that mean? I was expecting this super deep, like very, you know, emotional response from him. And he was just so like black and white with it. He's like, oh no, salt's just something you want to preserve. Like it's not deep like that. But God was just saying, like salt just means something you want to preserve. If you want to preserve fish, you put salt on it. If you want to preserve spices, you put salt on it. And so he just said it so bluntly that I was like kind of taken back. I was expecting a deeper response. And so then I go back and I read this verse in Psalms and it says, "Preserve me, O God." And it reminded me of the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth." Mm. And I found it interesting how he had said, yeah, salt is like used when you want to preserve something. And then David says, "Preserve me, O God." And it is used as a preservative, how we want to be preserved almost as good. And then this verse ends with, "I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you." And I feel like what this verse is saying is that's the part of us we need to preserve, like that no good apart from God. That's the part we need to preserve.
Wow.
And we can't be given over to the world and worldly ways and worldly mindsets, even though, you know, we, of course, need to be that Christian influence to the world.
Yeah.
We can't let that affect us.
Yeah.
The God in us, the good in us, that needs to be preserved. And I love that this says, "You are my Lord. I have no good apart from you," because it just reminds me of this sort of like, the only way I can explain it is like this gnarly Christianity where it's like, I'm going to die to myself. And I'm going to die to every good or what I think is good thing in me. And I'm giving it all to you. I have nothing good apart from you. And it reminds me of also when it says to live is Christ and to die is gain. Or in Matthew, when it says, "For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." And so it's kind of reminding me of all these verses that go hand in hand of preserve me, O God. And save me. I want to be the salt of the earth. I want to be preserved in you because I want to be able to be good to the world. But also, God, apart from you, I have nothing.
Yeah.
I am no good apart from you. And so that verse just really spoke to me. And I hope it also speaks to you today.
Yeah, that's honestly beautiful. And it just goes to, that's why it's important that we read like the entire Bible.
Yes.
Because you jump from verse to verse to verse, and they all go together.
Mm-hmm.
And we would not see that if we just take one verse.
Mm-hmm.
When you read all of it, you see the big picture. And at the end of the day, the big picture is we are nothing without God.
Yes.
Like, we need him every single day, more and more. And thank you for explaining that and sharing that story of the salt, because a lot of us have read that many times. And I'll be honest, like, I don't know what it means to be the salt. I mean, salty? I don't know what that is. So thank you for sharing the story. That was beautiful. Would you lead us into prayer?
Yes, of course. Dear Lord, thank you so much. Honestly, that we just get to come together as a community, no matter where we're listening from. Thank you that we get to come together and do this, Lord, and read your word, listen to your word, and just pray together, Lord. And I just begin to pray for everybody listening to this podcast, Lord, that they received something from today's word and today's verse. And Lord, we just pray this together as a community, Lord. Preserve us for your good, Lord. Let us do good things for your will, Lord. And also, God, let us come to the humility and the realization that apart from you, Lord, we are nothing, God. The good in us is what you bring in our lives, God. And we are so grateful for you and what you bring to our lives, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend. Leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.